Sturgis. I'm going to ramble here a little bit, so if you're patient, please put up with my rambling. The title is tied to another title. I hope I can pronounce this correctly, Bogomilia. I was at the Art Factory in Scottsdale in Old Town on Main Street, and there's a restaurant, a Mexican restaurant, several blocks to the west. So I went there with my iPad, and I was looking at some of these images I've been working on, and had a hard time with titles. I'm always open to outside ideas what I should title stuff. So anyway, at the restaurant, there was a group of ladies. There's probably about six ladies there having a good time. Looks like they're having their cocktails and enjoying the evening. So I disrupted them. Sorry about that, ladies. But anyway, I showed them the image, and people kind of get excited about trying to help name stuff, there's a lot of different ideas there. None of them seemed to stick, so I went back to my table and waiting for my food. And next to me, there's a nice couple. And so anyway, I approached the lady first and asked her what she thought. And she wasn't sure, but her husband was quite well-spoken. And he looked at it, and he came up. I forgot what title he gave me. But he did give it to me, and it had to do with a motorcycle rally in Florida. So I kind of remembered that, and when I went back to the studio, I started looking at this, and kind of realized he was kind of a biker kind of guy, and it looked like the rally. You know, when you look at these images of these big motorcycle rallies and all the movements and stuff, and I really appreciated his interpretation of that piece. I couldn't relate personally to that, so I chose the name Sturgis. That's the number one motorcycle rally probably in the world. I got to tell a story about that too. In 1987, our family, the kids were pretty small then, had an RV, and I planned a trip out to the Black Hills in South Dakota, and I picked that, I believe it was that first week in August, and I was totally clueless back then about the motorcycle rally there. So we went there and camped out, and I noticed there's a lot of motorcycles on the road. I said, oh my gosh, motorcycles, and a lot of, you know, it seemed like a lot of the old Harleys were broken down, people working on their motorcycles, and there were more broke down motorcycles as closer we got to Sturgis. And I thought, well, this is really weird. And we went to the campground and got our camping spot, and we're having a great time. And boy, there were just motorcycles everywhere. And I thought, boy, this is the strangest thing. We go into town, and in the middle of the city streets are just, you know, just unbelievable amount of motorcycles. Again, this is 1987. I'm sure it's gotten a lot bigger since. So anyway, that was my experience with Sturgis, and took me about a day to figure out and ask what was really going on. And so that really stuck with us. I don't know if some of the kids were very small then, so I'm sure they don't remember, but I sure remember Sturgis. So anyway, this is a lot of rambling. That's a story and my experience going to Sturgis. And again, when you look at these images, if you go to the internet and pop up images of Sturgis or motorcycle rallies and you look at it, it really has that feel to it. Anyway, you don't have to be a biker to enjoy Sturgis, but if you are, I recommend this piece. And if you're not a biker, it's still a nice piece. It's a very interesting piece. I hope it ends up on your wall somewhere. Please enjoy Sturgis. Thank you.